Here, strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am a merchandiser, and the sole product of the company I work for is Anheuser-Busch products.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
I've never seen such little sales in this past few days on these products.
But did you ask yourselves why?
Thanks, Anheuser-Busch. I may not be able to feed my family coming up here soon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So I'll say this. It is also unprecedented.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
That a president takes as many shouted questions as this president has. And he has.
No.
Okay.
We don't know who's responsible for this.
What do you mean you don't know?
Truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know.
I see incompetence breeds even more incompetence.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Here's a text I got from a guy, 617. You're not thinking this Kennedy thing through. The only way we can get the mushy in the middle who have the Trump fatigue to vote for Trump is if he's opposite Biden. Most of the left will sit it out because they don't want Biden anymore, and the middle people will have to vote for Trump because it's either Trump or the end of the country and the world. We don't want Kennedy. He can balance the scale if he's against Trump. Got it? No, you don't have it. You know, when you're running against the guy who is the incumbent, and by his own admission, his own words, he has the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics, you got to dust him up at every level. That means you don't wait for the general election. If you can take a few bites out of him during the primary season, and, you know, get people riled up and give him a choice and make him look weaker, you got to do it. You got to start doing it right away. I think if it's just going to be Biden versus Trump, it's going to be a real uphill struggle. You know, you got to work at trying to weaken the Dems in any way possible. They have dominance of the media. They have dominance of academia. They have dominance of business. It's a tough fight against them. And the fact that, you know, the guy's saying he doesn't hear anything about Bud Light, that's another indication of it, right? 844-500-4242. I'll read you this story about the Bud Light when we come out, and we'll also do some COVID stuff for the official end. Again, the totally unpublicized end of COVID. Crickets, please. Crickets. Time now for the Chump Line.
Three weeks from now at the Wellesley Redemption Center.
I've told you 100 times, Mr. Carr. One can, one nickel.
Oh, yeah, Sonny? Well, this Bud Light can identifies as a quarter.
You know, one of the jokes on the internet is Bud Light is water identifying as beer, so it's only appropriate that they should have a guy who identifies as a girl. And they used to have as their mascot a female dog who identified as a male dog, Spuds McKenzie.
A 12-pack of eggs costs more than a 12-pack of Bud Light. Is it really cost-effective to throw eggs at Bud Light trucks?
You know what? That's a good point. I rescind my comments yesterday. And I didn't. I just said maybe there's some eggs would be thrown at the Bud Light trucks. I saw, I was the Publix as I was walking today. I noticed that there was the giant Bud Light tractor trailer had come in to unload. But then I realized, are they unloading or are they loading up stuff they're taking back to the warehouse now? I think some Bud Light trailers are going to be repainted in the coming months. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Nancy Pelosi infiltrated the Catholic Church a long time ago.
Yes, she did. There's at least one FBI undercover agent who infiltrated the Catholic Church. Isn't that something? That's another thing Jim Jordan learned from the very small number of documents the FBI turned over to the House Judiciary Committee.
So after spending 3 days with Premier Xi, Macron basically surrendered to China. That's so French of him.
Just call them Vichy French again. And Macron, he is the Marshal Pétain for the 21st century.
I don't understand why my president, Donald Trump, is upset by my sending raid to Mar-a-Lago. The FBI had planted so many bugs there that I thought a can of raid is just what he needed.
That was pretty funny, but the only thing is, Brandon is not that coherent.
I was sorry to hear that Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is recovering from an injury. What happened? Did he get wounded in Vietnam?
He's already applied for a Purple Heart. He may get the only question is, will he get a Silver Star or a Bronze Star out of this? It's like, it reminds him of when he was in country.
The French president's actions were pretty vile. Kissing up to Jinping with a big smile. They've forgotten the past when we saved their ass from spending eternity saying Sieg Heil.
Are you surprised, though, Limerick guy?
Well, howdy. Black Brandon, Polish Brandon, Hispanic Brandon, Jewish Brandon is now back to being Irish Brandon. Can you imagine his DNA test? It would look like a kaleidoscope.
561 says, Hunter Biden lands with the 10% big guy in Belfast. Why is Hunter there? Is he doing a deal with the terrorists? Biden warned not to do too many anti-Brit gaffes or jokes. Can't wait until he does and breaks the Good Friday Accord.
I wonder when the Biden administration will start blaming President Trump for stealing and leaking that vast array of Pentagon documents.
Yeah, Fox News is saying some of the stuff may have come from the CIA, that there are some non-Pentagon documents in there. They don't know. I mean, what are the odds, though, that they're ever going to find out who leaked this, considering that they can't find out or they don't want to find out who leaked the Roe v. Wade overturning decision at the Supreme Court, where they had about maybe 30 suspects or persons of interest? They say that these documents went out to between 1,000 and 5,000 people. No way they can find out.
Howie, Senator Blumenthal calling. I can't believe that you, of all people, are making fun of me for breaking my leg. I can't help it. It's an old war injury.
You know, these guys can't stop lying. And again, he's 77 years old, and he said it's not a big deal to break his femur. I was 10 years younger than him just about when I broke my femur. Yeah, let me tell you something. Dr. Carr says it is a big deal when you're that age. Even if you are a combat vet of Vietnam.
Howie, help me out on this one. What the heck is a non-binary Boston Marathon runner?
You know, I'd like to answer the question, but in the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson, I'm not a biologist. And I'm not a runner either.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Number for the Chump Line, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you'd like to hear a second Chump Line or you just want to hear your own message, which didn't get played for whatever reason, time or space, whatever, you can hear a second Chump Line every weeknight around 7 o'clock. It's called Chop Chumps. It's all the messages we didn't have room for just now. Chop Chumps is posted around 7 every weeknight wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. You really can save money, and you really do need to be saving money the way things are going with inflation. RizzoInsurance.com.
A 12-pack of eggs costs more than a 12-pack of Bud Light. Is it really cost-effective to throw eggs at Bud Light trucks?
No, it's not, come to think of it. Under President Joe Biden's administration, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed in the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Only 3 days later, Signature Bank collapsed, marking the third greatest failure in history, with hundreds of other banks across the country at risk of meeting the same catastrophic demise. Respected economists are urging Americans to diversify their wealth and buy gold immediately. With the volatility of the banking system, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. Now we're back to eggs again. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free protection guide at 800-267-6500. Economists are advising smart Americans to protect their money across different assets. That's why at Monetary Gold, we offer a variety of precious metals for investors seeking to diversify. Speak to experts about the benefits of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and decide which assets are best for your retirement. Call now before the next bank failure strikes. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
That's the number if you'd like to give us a call. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is long-term, are Trump's legal problems going to help him or hurt him in the general election with swing voters?
I think they're going to hurt him.
55% say they'll help him, 45% say they'll hurt him.
All right, 844-500-4242. EV fail. Do you have doubts about the wildly touted benefits of trading in your gas-powered car for a replacement EV? I most certainly do. You're far from alone. About 4 in 10 adults are at least somewhat likely to switch, but making the historic shift from the country's century-old plus love affair with gas-driven vehicles still has a long road ahead. Only 8% of U.S. adults say they or someone in their household owns or leases an electric vehicle, and just 8% say their household has a plug-in hybrid vehicle. Even with tax credits, it could be difficult to persuade drivers to ditch their gas-burning cars and trucks without tailpipe emissions. It's the cost, and it's the fact that you can't charge it, and that you can't go very far with it. 844. New electric vehicles now cost an average of more than $58,000. $58,000. So nobody really wants to buy the electric vehicles. Lead detective in the Daniel Perry case, that's the guy who was convicted, the Army guy who was working as an Uber driver, and he was an Antifa BLM guy, pointed an AK-47 at him, and he shot him, and he was tried and convicted of murder. The lead detective in the case, David Fugit, the Austin Police Department didn't want to charge the Daniel Perry with anything. He's going to be pardoned by Governor Abbott when the case wends its way. But right now, this guy who engaged in self-defense is rotting in a jail because of a George Soros-funded prosecutor. But now the lead detective in the case has filed an affidavit. And he says that Soros' district attorney, Jose Garza, in his office had him remove 100 pages of exculpatory evidence in the case. The DA's office had him shorten his presentation from 158 slides to 56 slides. The Austin PD detective said this was likely criminal behavior, and it was highly unethical. It went from highly unethical to criminal. Again, you're supposed to turn over exculpatory evidence to the defense team. That's one of our constitutional rights, pre-George Soros anyway. Here's what he said. I firmly believe the district attorney's office, acting under the authority of Jose P. Garza, tampered with me as a witness. San Francisco Whole Foods closes a year after opening due to crime. This is Jeff Bezos' company. You know, Mr. Big Shot Liberal. A recently opened Whole Foods market in San Francisco closed its doors yesterday over growing crime in the downtown area, a little more than a year after it opened. We are closing our Trinity location only for the time being. Apparently, that's in a pretty good neighborhood. The company said rampant drug use and growing crime led to its decision. The Whole Foods store had already reduced its hours in October after experiencing high theft and hostile patrons. That was October. In November, store managers restricted the use of its bathrooms to customers only after syringes and pipes were found in the restroom. Celebrate diversity. It's nice to have no crimes, rampant homelessness, illegal aliens. By the way, after the election of Brandon Johnson last week as the new woke mayor of Chicago, guess what Walmart announced today? They're shutting down 4 more stores in Chicago. A lot of people in the less affluent neighborhoods do all their grocery shopping in Walmart, right? Well, I think Walmart is the biggest, maybe the biggest grocery chain in terms of sales in the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Hello, Howie. Always good stuff as usual. I have one kind of like two-part questions. What, God forbid, something to help happen to Biden, we get Kamala Harris, right? Now, what would
right.
she be like, you think? What would she be like, you think? I'm just going to hang up and listen, Howie. Thanks again for all your service.
I could sum it up very quickly. She would be a complete bleeping disaster. She would probably be worse than Biden. I think. I mean, it's unimaginable that she could ever become president. It's unimaginable that she's vice president, and we have to imagine it because it's happened. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
How we doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to say the Ford Lightning, I guess they did a demonstration of it towing a camper, a 6,000-pound camper.
Yeah.
And it got 90 miles until the battery died. So whoever buys a Ford Lightning, please make sure your camper has a generator so you can run longer.
Oh, 90 miles?
Yes, sir.
And they're wondering why people are reluctant to buy electric vehicles. Not to mention, I'm sure, how much does the Ford Lightning cost? I'll bet it costs the proverbial arm and a leg. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low-latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase, go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just want to read some of this Wall Street Journal editorial about the leaks. And this is, again, there's just so little real news that's being reported now in state-run media. I mean, whether it's the end of the COVID emergency, the transgender shooting here and here, there and everywhere, or the, these leaks, which they say are some of the worst leaks in recent times since Snowden, anyway. The leak of classified U.S. documents related to the Ukraine war looks like a debacle at many levels, undermining the confidence of allies in the U.S., as if there was any confidence left, right? Revealing how much the U.S. knows about Russia's military deliberations and, above all, betraying the weakness of Ukrainian air defenses. The obvious alarm among U.S. officials suggests that much of the leaked information is accurate. The Justice Department and Pentagon began a criminal investigation last week, for what that's worth. Nothing, as the Wall Street Journal knows. That's why they put that last clause in there. The leaks are especially damaging because they disclose secret U.S. judgments about the progress of the war. It's not the same as betraying the location of troop movements, but it's close. The disclosure of how much the U.S. knows about Russian military plans could be a death sentence for sources in Russia. The most troubling leak is that Ukraine's air defenses could be defeated by May, which would give Russia air superiority and a huge tactical advantage. The Kremlin hoped air dominance would help it achieve an early victory, but Ukrainian air defenses held up well against the initial assaults. But the leaked documents assess that Ukraine is running out of missiles. If Kiev's air defenses collapse, Russia will have free rein to attack Ukrainian ground troops and move to capture more Ukrainian territory. The leak hands Russia vital intelligence that will complicate Ukraine's decisions for its long-anticipated spring offensive. It may also give new confidence to Vladimir Putin that his forces can outlast Ukrainian forces. And then he talked about how Biden promised Ukraine help with the air defenses, but never delivered until months and months and months later. That dereliction may now have serious battlefield consequences. After the leak, the U.S. has an even greater obligation, well, et cetera, et cetera. If the leakers have stolen more documents and this becomes a deluge, more than Ukraine will be in trouble. 844-500-4242. I want to read some of this story about the, we're starting to get some stories about what's going on with Bud Light and how much they've decimated their brand. 844-500-4242. They interview a guy named Jeff Fitter. He's the owner of Case and Bucks, a restaurant and sports bars in Barnhart, Missouri. I think that's in suburban L.A., suburban St. Louis, excuse me. Sales of Anheuser-Busch product, bottled products dropped 30% over the past week, while draft beer plummeted 50%. 50%. This is in St. Louis, the home base. And then I mentioned the Braintree Brew House in Massachusetts, where 80% of the people stopped buying it. And the 20% who did order Bud Light weren't on social media and just hadn't heard yet about the new transgender saleswoman, man. They didn't order it again, said the owner, after other patrons told him about Bud Light's marketing misfire. How about Hell's Kitchen? Used to be the home of the Westies, an organized crime crew that did hits for the mafia in Brooklyn and Queens. Now it's a gay destination on the West Side. One pub in Hell's Kitchen, a New York City neighborhood known for its large and vocal gay community, reported that Bud Light draft sales dropped 58% this week. That's in a gay part of New York City. While Bud Light bottle sales were down 70%. A national beer industry analyst told Fox Business that there was a nightmare scenario for Bud Light in Texas, where the brand has for years sponsored a weekly dart league with 100-plus players every Thursday night. The bar that handles it typically sells through 3 kegs of Bud Light at the event, a total of 495 12-ounce pours. 495 12-ounce pours. You know what? You know how many bottles they sold last week at this place? 4. I think that's a 99%. No, it's more like 99.5% decrease. Dart players held a mass protest against their league sponsor. A beer sales representative who works with national beer retailers such as Costco said, "They've already done enough damage in 1 week to disrupt year-long sales projections. You don't just make up those sales. People aren't going to drink twice as much Bud Light the following weekend to recover the lost business." I don't think they're ever coming back. Can you imagine anyone going back to Bud Light? The public relations calamity already represents millions of lost dollars, even if the customer revolt ended tomorrow. The brand was already likely to be overtaken soon by Corona or Modelo as the nation's top-selling beer brand, according to industry observers. The current ad campaign probably hastened its demise with a self-inflicted wound, sources indicated. It's one thing, you know, to have a gun in your pocket and it go off and it shoots you in the upper thigh or the foot. It's another thing to have a self-inflicted wound in the head. It's kind of like suicide. A hospitality consultant in St. Louis said, "Sometimes you just want to drink a beer without getting a lecture on social or political commentary or someone's sexual orientation. Sometimes? How about 100% of the time? You don't want to get a lecture. Social or political is one thing. Sexual orientation, that's something altogether. Bye-bye, Bud." 781, "I told the cashier at my local Packy, 'Tell your boss I'll never buy another Budweiser product as long as I live.'
Bye, Bing.
As I put a case of Coors on the counter." I can't even remember if Mar-a-Lago sells Bud Light. I'll find out on Saturday night and report back to you.
I'm out of here. Bye.
I don't think, it's not a big Bud Light destination bar, I could tell you that. Whether they sell it or not, I can't be sure. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, Howie. Howie, this is a little bit of a connect-the-dots thing. I don't know, you know, the Clinton Foundation, back in 2016, there was that one of their groups, the Clinton Health Access Initiative, was a charity, and it was, you know, sort of one of those donate for access scandal things, the dog
right.
for campaign back then.
2016 was the last great year for the Clinton Foundation, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, thanks in no small part, you know, Justin Trudeau's Canadian government donated $20 million to that health initiative.
Oh, God.
Subgroup. Under the umbrella. Well, Howie, this gets better, because right now in Canada, the swirling are the, you know, allegations, connections. There was a leak about connections and funding from the Chinese Communist Party in a Canadian election campaigns, which, you know, Trudeau has won recently. So it's all murky because, you know, whistleblowers don't go out and advertise.
With what, a whopping, 32% of the vote, right?
Yeah, exactly. They actually lost that popular vote to the Conservatives with 33%. But I digress. Excuse me. So it's the leak, the allegations of the connection have come from bona fide news sources, Global News in Canada, you know, who's counting. But what's interesting about this is today, the news story, the Trudeau Foundation, the entire board of directors and the CEO have resigned. They're walking away. It's like, I'm not saying rats leaving a sinking ship, but, you know, rodents leaving sinking whatever. But it's
all, beavers. It's beavers leaving a sinking dam, since it's Canada, right?
Well said. But, you know, between Biden and Clinton and Trudeau and all this, I think it's time for some public inquiries. Because you don't get a whole board of directors of a Trudeau Foundation or any other foundation, along with the CEO, just walking away.
Now, you have even less free media in Canada than we do down here. Does the CBC ever even touch this with a 10-foot pole?
Not even a 30-foot pole, Howie. It's comical.
I thought so.
It's comical.
It's comical in a sense, but it's really not comical. You're right. This should be all over. It should be all over the press, everything. I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the call, Peter. 844-500-4242. They've had so many scandals up in Canada. How about they had their own Elizabeth Warren case too. Only this Elizabeth Warren fake Indian was in the cabinet. She had even more clout, especially over indigenous peoples than Elizabeth Warren ever dreamed or wanted, I might add. 844-500-4242, 413, Bud Light or New Coke, what was a bigger debacle? Oh, I think Bud Light. I think there's no question. New Coke, they still had the old Coke, didn't they? I think they had the old Coke. But you just get rid of the New Coke and everything comes back. I mean, this is like a decision that was a bad marketing decision. This is a decision to just, you know, to tell your base, your customers that you don't like them, that you hate them. 844-500-4242, 781, Miller Lite now showing commercials with frat men with with no, that's 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Kim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Howie. I'm just curious because I follow lots of news stations, and I see nothing on the news or even reporters, you know, at the White House, you know, asking about feedback on the cost associated with caring for 5 million illegal immigrants. You know, I've searched online, and the closest that I can come up with is in excess of $150 billion a year, and the expense is so extraordinary. Where those funds could be better used on shoring up Social Security, as an example, and I'm just.
I know. I read, you know, you're right. I mean, in New York City, where they're being deluged with, you know, these criminals coming up from the border, they say it's costing they've got like 32,000 of them that they're putting up in emergency shelters, and it's costing $300 a day. They've had to move the retirees from the city payroll off of their good city health insurance to Medicare because they're running out of money. They don't have any money left. And I give you another example, Kim, that's not getting any very little publicity. There was one of the illegal aliens from Ecuador came to Massachusetts because they have more welfare than just about any state, probably rivaled by New York, and that's about it for welfare payments. And so this guy, he's in Ecuador, and he's living in Brockton, and he gets drunk, and he kills a Haitian woman, a Haitian immigrant who's legally here on the other night on Route 24 in Raynham or Middleborough, somewhere like that. And he hits her, and then he takes off running because he's drunk, and they catch him two or three days later, and now he's locked up. But it's just another example of an American, in this case an immigrant, but it's an American, killed by an illegal alien on welfare. And they got pictures of him in the court. He can't speak English, no job, no nothing. He's just here, living off the fat of the land. And they had an interview last night, one of the TV stations, NBC 10 in Boston, interviewed the husband of this woman, this Haitian woman, who was killed by this illegal alien from Ecuador. And she left a five-year-old son. The kid's name is Wayne. He has no mother. He's asking the father, where's my mom? When's she coming home? Brandon let in a drunk criminal who killed her, Wayne. That's the answer to your question. Here's the sound cut from the father about his mother and the illegal alien. Cut 13.
It was a big mistake from him. He could save my wife's life, but he didn't choose to.
Yeah, see, he hit her, and, her car was pushed off to the side of the road, and it was on fire. But instead of, trying to get her out of the car after he was driving drunk, he just ran away and let her get burned to death in the car. These are the new undocumented Democrats that Brandon wants to import. And again, ironically, this guy's from Ecuador, and this happened less than a week after this Ecuadorian illegal alien who killed an American citizen named Matthew Denise 11 years ago in Milford, driving, again, an Ecuadorian illegal alien, didn't speak English, driving drunk, runs over an American, did 11 years in prison, gets let go, and then there's a new illegal alien from Ecuador who comes up and kills another American in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. We're running late here. I apologize. 844-500-4242. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before even making that first phone call to get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first this summer. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Make your health a priority this spring and summer. Call the only dentist I'll go to, whether it's just for a checkup or getting my teeth cleaned or something more serious. He's the best. Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
We don't have much time left that we went over in that last segment. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jong.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I don't understand why they didn't know about Russia's military strength. Ukrainians have been moving 500 to 1,000 troops a day. Every time they move a unit, Russia hits them with either missiles, rockets, or artillery.
Well, I think the Pentagon knew, Jung. I just don't think they've been telling us, and the mainstream media will do anything to prop up Brandon, and this is his war.
Well, Howie, by summertime, the Russians are going to be right at the Polish border, and the Polish want to get in on it, so they better stop it real quick, or you're going to have problems.
Well, I think we already have problems. I mean, with the economy and blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, it's just it's a disaster, and it was totally preventable. If Trump was still in office, this never ever would have happened. I don't think anybody can dispute that. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.